Rockaholic by C.J. Skuse, read by Lisa Coleman. I know someday you'll have a beautiful life. I know you'll be a star in somebody else's sky. But why can't it be? Can't it be mine? Pearl Jam, Black. Chapter 1. Fun Reel. To our local newspaper, my granddad's death was a shocking accident that brought Bristol City Centre to a standstill. To my mum, it was a humiliation beyond words and a week's worth of whispers from her colleagues at the bank. To me, it was a sadness that could fill a dry sea. And now it's the funeral, and everything's wrong. My granddad didn't want people wearing black. He wanted his mourners to come in saris, or wetsuits, or grass skirts and hula gear. He wanted a big lavish send-off too, with female bodybuilders carrying his gold coffin, and to round off the day, cannons firing his ashes into the sky. And I don't want it called a funeral either, Jodie. Invite people to my body barbecue. That sounds much more fun. My mum's all grey skirt suits and polished shoes, and anything Grandad ever did embarrassed the hell out of her. The announcement in the paper just read, Funeral of Charles Nathaniel McGee. Donations to cancer research. No flowers, please. Everything had to be funereal. F-unreal. That's how I felt all day. And now we're at the snooty Torrance Lodge for the wake, and Mum and my sister are mingling with Scottish relatives we haven't seen for decades and trying desperately to find reasons for not being in touch. Several soap-smelling old women have delighted in telling me how I've grown up since the last time they saw me, which was probably before I was conceived, and now I'm hiding on the staircase out of the way. I'll let Hallie take the brunt of it. She loves the attention.